Greetings, everybody. This is Martin Zender, and I am back from the sunny land of South Florida into the dark and dismal and dreary land of western Pennsylvania. And as you notice, I'm back in my home studio in Winbur, Pennsylvania, and I have in the studio two special guests. We have visitors here. These are the first visitors that came all the way from Europe. These gentlemen are from Holland. We've had people from all over the United States come here to Winbur, Pennsylvania, just to see what the heck's going on here. And the latest of the adventurers are Peter May and Mark DeMol from Holland, right? And you guys got here yesterday, and you had a long flight.
Oh, yeah. Long and tiresome, but it's fantastic.
Fantastic. So what I want to ask you guys, a lot of people listening to us feel like Elijah did in Romans chapter 9 or chapter 11. They feel all alone. It's like, I alone am left. And a lot of people listening to me now feel isolated. And so I'm always trying to encourage them. Whenever I get letters from people all over the world, all over the country, that you're not alone. There are people who believe this truth. And so I think it'll thrill our audience to hear about a thriving ecclesia in Holland. And so if you could tell us about that, it would comfort a lot of people to know that faith is not being extinguished. In fact, in a far corner of the earth, it's being nourished by God.
Exactly. Okay, my name is Peter Meijer, and looking at my personal experience, I was born and raised in Suriname, South America. I came to the Netherlands when I was 21, and I was raised in a church, in an evangelical Pentecostal church. My father was a preacher, and he was the founder of the church. And so I did know nothing except going to church and being nurtured by the church and the church environment. I was always very active, and I knew a lot of people, and a lot of people knew me. And I was also involved in music, but I still had, I'm a thinker, so I had questions. I always had questions about the gospel, about the message, and some questions were not answered. Well, a lot of the really relevant questions were not answered.
Sure.
And, I was just moving on with the flow within the church and within the church system, and I was not really I was not really conscious of that deficit. But when I went to Suriname on holiday in 92, I came across a book on the book table of my father's Pentecostal church.
Mm-hmm.
So that book seemed like lost on the table there, and my eye fell on it. It's called What a Waste. The title is What a Waste. And that book made the ball rolling. It was a very interesting book. It talked about the sin, the unpardonable sin against the Holy Ghost. And from there, the ball went rolling. So I went back to the Netherlands, contacted the guy who wrote that book, and he told me a lot about the evangel of the reconciliation of all, which I didn't understand at the time. But later, a year later, when I was reading through the material provided mm-hmm. by him, then the coin fell, so to speak. And I realized that God's going to save everyone, and I was so happy about that.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Not many people will seek out the author of a book. I mean, you went to a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you said this book is moving something in me that hasn't been moved before, and I want to talk to the man that wrote this book. And what impresses me about that, Peter, is you sought the truth. You went on a quest.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. You went on a quest, and God satisfied your quest.
Exactly, yes.
And you found out that he was greater than you ever thought he was.
Yes, greater and more loving.
Especially, more loving, yeah. So what did you find out when you got, what did you find out then? Did you look for other people that believed this? Was that the first thing you wanted to do? Is like, am I the only one seeing this?
No, of course, I came across that man that mm-hmm. He really mentored me in the beginning months so to speak. But then I looked for other believers, and I couldn't find at first. But then later, through the internet, through this man as well, I came across some other believers. I met some believers that was still little. And then later on, I met a guy named Andre Piet.
Mm.
And through him, I met more believers as well. Like Mark, I met through Andre Piet as well. So it was very nice to see that there are believers out there that really had the same and similar experience as I had coming to a realization of the truth. It's very comforting to know that there are believers, not only in the Netherlands, but I think all over the world. But only the whole thing is, God's game plan is they are hidden.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're
that's
not.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so not that we're interested in numbers, except that we are. I'm just wondering how many people are in Holland that are into this truth. We'll start with the salvation of all. I mean,
ooh,
that's okay. A general truth. Based, yeah. I mean, that's a truth that not many people come to. But,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, let me be on the optimistic side here.
Okay.
And let's go with a number of 100. I'm talking about then,
right.
The hardcore, not really people who really realize the truth, you know,
yeah.
Of the salvation of all, really the realization. But I think if you talk about attending meetings where the message of reconciliation of all is being announced, then it's a lot more. Then it's like maybe 500-600.
Yeah.
500-600.
Yes. They attend. They
wow.
attend.
Right. They
meetings.
Attend.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But they're not necessarily, you know, actively seeking it, have the hunger like you had to pursue it.
Exactly.
To find out
exactly.
all the details about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a difference there. Yes. And
yeah.
You can see it. You can see it. Yeah.
Right. Now, so what brought you to all the way here to Winbur, Pennsylvania?
Okay. Well, first of all, I for one have never been to New York. So, and I always wanted to see you guys here in Winbur, Pennsylvania. And this was a golden opportunity to combine that trip.
Mm-hmm.
So first to come with Mark, to come to Pennsylvania, have a good fellowship with you guys, and you are taking care of us. I really appreciate that. And then going to New York for 8 days.
Right.
So
see, the scripture says first the soulish, afterwards that which is spiritual.
Yeah.
You guys are doing it the other way around.
Yeah, because
the spiritual first, thereafter the soulish. Now you're going to go to New York City.
Exactly.
Unless there's a core group of believers in New York City we don't know about, but I don't think.
Well, we're going to nurture our soul there.
I see.
But with a spiritual foundation.
Oh, very good.
You have to see it like that.
I do see it. That's right. I see. You're getting a spiritual foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then to protect you against the vices of
exactly.
New York City,
exactly.
Then, okay, I understand.
Exactly, yeah.
I understand you.
Yeah.
I understand you. And Mark isn't too confident in his English, but you speak English very well, but you just don't want to be put in front of the microphone necessarily.
No.
But we're having a good time with you guys, and it does hearten people to see that God has people everywhere, and
yeah.
but they are hidden,
exactly. Yeah.
And you have to seek them out.
Yeah.
When Paul was in jail, he said that who was it? I think Trophimus or somebody. No, it was Titus sought him out diligently
yeah.
and found him.
Yeah.
Here was a guy that today we consider a celebrity. It's like, well, who wouldn't know
yeah.
the Apostle Paul? But in Paul's day, he was not a celebrity. He was
exactly.
a criminal,
yeah.
And so when somebody wanted to find him, and here's the inaugurator. I mean, here's not the inaugurator, but here's our apostle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody can locate the guy.
Yeah.
Unless
yeah.
you sought diligently
exactly.
for him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
today,
yeah.
this truth is the same way.
The same, yes.
You have to want it.
Yeah.
And do you believe, like I do, that you better? No. I was just do you believe that God is a rewarder of those who seek honestly?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
He rewards them with truth, and truth thrills. If you really realize that truth, it makes you so happy. It makes you glad. So, yes, definitely, I regard it as a reward. Definitely, yeah.
And yet there's a lot of people that would say they're seeking the truth. Yeah. But, you know, I have to, I mean, maybe I'm a little cynical here, but you have to question the motives of some people, whether they really do want the truth. And I've thought long and hard about this, that I do believe that God honors honest seekers. But I think that most people, especially those in the mainstream church, whereas they will say they want the truth, they really just want to belong, and they don't want ruffled feathers, and they don't want to make anybody mad.
Yes.
They don't want to lose their family members. And you told us earlier that many people, even in the Dutch church, have lost family members embracing this truth.
Exactly.
That will follow. Whenever you pursue truth, that will follow. You will be persecuted if you want to live a devout life.
Yeah, I recognize that personally in my personal life, but a lot of people I know as well, also people, even people who attend the meetings, they were really persecuted, and they lost a lot of friends and family members even because of the truth they pursued. So in that sense, it's very recognizable. Yeah.
Yeah, so that doesn't just happen here. It happens everywhere.
Exactly. It's the same spirit all over.
That is a great thing.
It's the spirit behind it.
Yes, we meet you guys. You guys jump out of the car, and there's this immediate kinship that we feel with you, and it's because of what you just said, that the Spirit of God is the common thread between us, and that's also the thread that makes, that repels people who don't have the Spirit, and that happens all over the world too. Whenever you encounter a genuine manifestation of the Spirit, it will be opposed
definitely.
And so I don't know, misery loves company maybe, but it's comforting to know, and I think it'll be comforting for our listeners to know, is that they're not suffering alone.
Exactly.
And you're suffering your measure of pain for the evangel of Christ where you are.
Yes.
And our expectation is the same as yours.
The same, exactly. And what I keep in mind is the deliverance later and what will follow later. Because now it's the suffering time, but now it's also the purification time, right? So later, we're going to be manifested. Now we're hidden in Christ. So we're hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3.
I was just going to look that
up. Colossians 3:3.
We might as well finish with this. Let's go to the scriptures. Yeah, that's true. This is our expectation.
Exactly.
And it's also a comfort to know that now is not the hour of our manifestation. So if we're looking to be famous and recognized and rich,
then we don't understand God's plan.
That we don't understand God's plan.
Exactly.
Colossians 3:1. If then you were roused together with Christ, be seeking that which is above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God, be disposed to that which is above, not to that on the earth. For you died, and your life, here it is, your life is hid together with Christ in God. And then verse 4, whenever Christ our life, whenever Christ our life shall be manifested, then you will be manifested with him together in glory.
Yes. Now is not the time yet.
Now is not the time yet.
It will come.
It will come?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You heard it from Peter May. It will come.
It will come, yeah.
All right, thank God. All right, that is good news. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. We're going to have a meeting in Pennsylvania Sunday. And, actually, this is being aired on Monday, so the time's a little screwed up. Pay no attention to that. We're going to have some great fellowship And I hope that you can take back some graces from us to the brethren in Holland, just as you. As soon as they got here, they sent greetings to us from the brethren in Holland. It felt so Apostle Paul, you know. Apostle Paul used to say, greet the brethren here and there. And you guys said the same thing, greet the brethren. So that was fantastic. Okay, tomorrow we're going to be back, and we're going to get back into the Daniel series, Secrets in Daniel Proper. We're going to be in Romans 13 talking about subjection to evil government.